In SAQ video number 8, we're going to discuss the question, how can I use my website to attract the right quality of clients? In this point in history where businesses evolve with technology, there is no longer an option for you having a website. This is a must-have. I realise that many clients out there, many prospective clients, have not embraced the internet and have no intention of doing that during the course of their lifetime, or so they feel today. I recognise that. But I also recognise there are just as many people, just as many perfect prospective clients for you that have embraced the internet as an integral part of their communication with their family, their friends, their loved ones, their colleagues at work. And if that's the case, then not being involved in that community, not being able to communicate with that prospective client base is a high-risk strategy in your business. And frankly, I think you'll agree, there's enough risk in business as it is. Let's assume then that you already have a simple or complex website. Why do I feel that most of the financial advisor websites that I see are really a complete waste of the powerful real estate that they have? This real estate, this online real estate, is probably the most important space in your business operation that you'll ever possess. The reason I feel that most websites are really a complete waste of that real estate space is because they don't do anything. They tend to be an online brochure, and there's nothing wrong with an online brochure. But if that brochure simply says, here I am, look what I do, well, we've already spent many videos discussing why that statement, why that communication, why that articulation of your message is such a complete and utter waste of time. What your website needs to do is to have an effective, profitable use in your business. So what I'm going to do is to ask you to consider 5 homepage danger signs. And if these 5 danger signs appear on your website, on your homepage, you need to grab your web designer by the throat and ask them why this is the case. So here we go with the 5 homepage danger signs. Let's look then at homepage danger sign number 1. And danger sign number 1 is where your homepage does not speak directly to your target market. Now, we've already spent quite some time on previous FAQ and SAQ videos discussing why having an online brochure, which is what most websites are for financial advisors, an online brochure, simply saying, here I am, yoo-hoo, look what I can do, and look how wonderful I am, is a waste of time and a waste of space. What your homepage needs to do, immediately somebody lands on that page, is to speak to them, to speak to the perfect prospective client in their language about their problems and concerns. That's danger sign number 1. Homepage danger sign number 2 is this: your homepage does not capture the contact details of each visitor to that homepage. And in the online world, this is a cardinal sin. Why would you not want to know who's visited your website? Why would you not want to capture the details? Surely we can all see that building this community of visitors, having them as a database, as a range of people you can communicate with and treat well in the weeks and months to come, is a wonderful reservoir, if you will, from which your future generations of perfect prospective clients will probably come. Now, capturing therefore the contact details is a must, and I'll discuss in more detail in a future video how exactly you do this, but let me leave you with a clue. When I visit somebody's website and I leave them my contact details, that's typically my first name, maybe my last name, but certainly my email address, I'm doing it for a reason. I'm not giving it away for no purpose. I'm giving it because they're offering some information, some knowledge, some wisdom that I can access and acquire from their website. And I'll swap my details, my contact details, for that information, knowledge, and wisdom. And you need to think about doing the same. So that's homepage danger sign number 2. Let's have a look now at homepage danger sign number 3. And danger sign number 3 is not having a specific call to action. Not having a specific call to action. What I mean by this is, when I visit your homepage on your website, I'm really not sure what it is you want me to do first. And if you leave me in that state for more than 5, 10, maximum 15 seconds, you know what? You'll lose me. You'll lose my attention. You'll lose my interest. I'll become bored, and I've got no time to be bored, and I'll just jump to somewhere else on the internet. Because the whole ethos and culture of the internet tends to breed that lack of patience. And I guess one thing you do not want to do is to lose my attention and my interest if it's possible that I am your next perfect prospective client. Homepage danger sign number 4 is where I see no differentiation. Your homepage does not differentiate you in the eyes of the visitor. And I need to see that differentiation. I need to know, why would I want to stay here and consider using you as opposed to your competitors and associates and colleagues? Why would I do that? And if all I see, as we've discussed many times now in the FAQ and SAQ videos, is you talking about your wonderful company, your beautiful people, your integrity, your qualifications, your many decades of years in business, and boring stuff like that that puts me to sleep. Well, if that's all I see, then you've lost me. I can't see any reason why I should deal with you as opposed to somebody else. You need to find out what's different and express that on your homepage immediately I visit it. And here's a problem. If you have not thought through that differentiation, if you're simply not clear what it is, I recommend strongly that you take time away from your business and ponder what that could be, because that could be the difference between me being your next very valuable, high fee paying prospective client and me going to your competitor. Danger sign number 5, and the final one of this series, is this: there is no compelling headline on the homepage. No compelling headline. Now, I realize that what you don't want to become is an internet marketeer. You don't want to have big red banner headlines all across your website. That's not your style. It's almost certainly not your ethos and your culture. You probably want to create an image, a position of class and substance towards your prospective clients. I recognize that. But what you don't want to be is boring either. Because what I need to see within seconds of arriving at your homepage and your website is something that hits me right in the eyes and talks to me about my world, my problems, my fears and desires and frustrations, not about your world. And I need to see that instantly, because you really only have seconds to talk to me and give me a reason to be here, to stay here, and to come back again to visit and peruse a little bit longer. So have a compelling headline on your website that talks directly to me, not about you. So there you have it. 5 homepage danger signs that you need to make sure do not appear or do not happen on your homepage of your website. Do those things and your website will become a part of, a core part of, the profitability of building your business. I look forward to seeing you on the next SAQ video.